Revelation 1, from verse 13 to verse 16. The exalted Christ, Christ exalted. John describes the vision he had of the Lord Jesus Christ. He saw these seven golden lampstands, but among the lampstands was someone like a son of man, dressed in a robe reaching down to his feet, and with a golden sash round his chest. His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were like blazing fire. His feet were like bronze, brass, glowing in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of rushing waters. In his right hand he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp, double-edged sword. His face was like the sun, shining in all its brilliance. Revelation 1, 13 to 16. Seems to me that John can hardly find the words to describe what he saw of the exalted Christ. His face, like the sun shining in all its brilliance. He can't even look upon it. We know what it's like when the sun is shining full. We can't look at it. You shouldn't look at it. It blinds you. It leaves a mark on your retina for a long time afterwards. It's dangerous. You can't look at it. It's too shining bright. It's too warm. It's too hot. It's too brilliant to look at. And all the other pictures, brass glowing in a furnace, eyes like blazing fire, gold, brass, fire, blazing, sun, brilliance. His voice like the torrent of the Niagara, shall we say. His powerful grip on the seven stars, standing among the candlesticks, the lampstands. Well, we know from the end of the chapter that the candlesticks, the lampstands, are the churches, and we know that the stars are the messengers of the churches. But we don't want to get caught up with that, first of all. What John gets caught up with is the exalted, all-glorious Christ. Judge. King. Sovereign. Yes, later in the book he will see him as a lamb slain. Later he will see him as the exalted king riding into judgment and coming to judgment. John sees his exaltation. This is setting the tone for this book. This is the revelation of Jesus Christ. Yes, we see him, the babe in Bethlehem. Yes, we see him without home, a nomad, a nomadic preacher. Yes, we see him hanging in abject misery upon the cross. But here John sees him as exalted, glorious, and triumphant. And he's overwhelmed with this vision of Christ. Unbeliever, do you not realize that the Lord Jesus, whose name you take in vain so very often, the one you ignore, the one you only know, as it were, by hearsay about some of the things in the Gospels, do you not realize, look at this picture, one day he will come to judge you, and out of his mouth comes this two-edged, sharp, double-edged sword, his face shining in all the brilliance of the sun. How can you stand, how will you stand before this exalted king? The splendor, the majesty, the glory, the honor of the Lord Jesus. Well, will you not join us and become one of those who will worship the Lord Christ? As Thomas, when he saw him, said, "My Lord and my God." Will you not do that with us? Will you not bow the knee to the Lord Jesus? One day you will bow the knee and confess that he is Lord. But here John is showing us, reminding us, teaching us, telling us of his own vision. He saw this exalted Christ, and this set the tone for the letters to the churches and the entire book of the Revelation. Words fail. Oh, brother and sister, can we not exalt this Lord Jesus? Can we not say, take my life and let it be filled to the glory of God to praise Jesus Christ? May we not serve him today in every aspect of our life, whatever we do, say, or think, to do all to the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. For God has shined into our hearts, 2 Corinthians chapter 4. To give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The gospel is found in that brilliant sun. His head and his hair were white like wool, dressed in a robe, golden sashed, the sharp two-edged sword out of his mouth, speaking with power and authority. This is the exalted Christ. Mighty Christ from time eternal, mighty he man's nature takes, mighty when on Calvary dying, mighty death itself he breaks. See his might, infinite, King of heaven and earth by right. Mighty was he in heaven's purpose, mighty in the pledge to save, mighty from his birth to Calvary, mighty bursting from the grave. Still will he mighty be, when things hidden now we see. Great my Jesus in his person, great as God and man is he. Great his comeliness and beauty, white and ruddy, fair to see. Great that sight, sovereign might, throne secure on heaven's height. The exalted Christ. I turn round to see who it was speaking to me. And when I turn round, yes, I saw the 7 golden lampstands. But what I really saw was, among the lampstands, was someone like a son of man, the son of man himself, in all his exaltation. May Christ, in all his exaltation, be seen and known and felt by us all, even now. And may this little discourse point us to the exalted Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.